Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, entitled Narada's Teachings to Vasudeva, Text Number 32. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam Yajnahi Sankirtana Prayer Yajanti Sumedasa. Krishna Varna Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastha Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangastha Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. Matajis. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Word to word translation. Krishna Varnam, repeating the syllables Krishna. Tusha, with a luster. Akrishnam, not black, golden. Saanga, along with associates. Upanga, servitors. Astra, weapons. Parshadam, confidential companions. Yajnahi, by sacrifice. Sankirtana prayahi, consisting chiefly of congregational chanting. Jayanti, they worship. He, certainly. Sumedhasaha, intelligent persons. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the age of Kali, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons and confidential companions. Purport. The same verse is quoted by Krishna Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila chapter 3, verse 52. His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada has given the following commentary on this verse. This text is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32. Srila Jiva Goswami has explained this verse in his commentary on the Bhagavatam known as Krama Sandarbha, wherein he says that Lord Krishna also appears with a golden complexion. That golden Lord Krishna is Lord Chaitanya, who is worshipped by intelligent men in this age. That is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam by Garga Muni, who said that although the child Krishna was blackish, he also appears in three other colors, red, white and yellow. He exhibited his white and red complexions in the Satya and Treta ages respectively. He did not exhibit the remaining color, yellow, gold, until he appeared as Lord Chaitanya, who is known as Gaurahari. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that Krishna Varnam means Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam and Krishna Chaitanya are equivalent. The name Krishna appears with both Krishna, Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Krishna. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the supreme personality of Godhead, but he always engages in describing Krishna and thus enjoying transcendental bliss by chanting and remembering his own name and form. Lord Krishna himself appears as Lord Chaitanya to preach the highest gospel. Varnayati means utters or describes. Lord Chaitanya always chants the holy name of Krishna, describes it also, and because he is Krishna himself, whoever meets him with will automatically chant the holy name of Krishna and later describe it to others. He injects one with transcendental Krishna consciousness, which merges the chanter in transcendental bliss. In all respects, therefore, he appears before Krishna, before everyone as Krishna, either by personality or by sound. Simply by seeing Lord Chaitanya, one at once remember Lord Krishna. One may therefore accept him as Vishnu Tattva. In other words, Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna himself. Sangopangastra Parshadam further indicates that Lord Chaitanya is Lord Krishna. His body is always decorated with ornaments of sandalwood and with sandalwood paste. By his super excellent beauty, he subdues all the people of the age. In other descents, the Lord sometimes used weapons to defeat the demoniac. But in this age, the Lord subdues them with his all-attractive figure as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that his beauty is his astra or weapon to subdue the demons. Because he is all attractive, it is to be understood that all the demigods lived with him as his companions. His acts were uncommon and his associates wonderful. When he propagated the Sankirtan movement, he attracted many great scholars and acharyas, especially in Bengal and Orissa. Lord Chaitanya is always accompanied by his best associates like Lord Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhar and Srivas. The other section will be continued tomorrow. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Shishunyavadi Pashya Deshdarni Vancha Kalpataru Vishakrapa Sandubhevacha Patita Nam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Shri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek blessings of all the devotees so that I can speak something and do some justice for this verse. Also, I know that this is the most awaited verse of Srimad Bhagavatam for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. But somehow, I was given this service. So please tolerate if I don't do justice for this verse. So in the beginning of Bhagavatam, we see the dosha of the people of age of Kali. Prayan alpaisha sadhya kalesun yugejana manda sumanda matyo manda bhaggahi upadhrita. So Srila Advaita Acharya, when he predicted this defaults in the people of age of Kali, he started contemplating that how these people can be liberated. They can be given some liberation from this bondage of birth and death. Namavinu Kali Kale Dharma Nahiyar Kali Kale Kaiche Have Krishna Avatar. So his contemplation is that in this age of Kali, the only method of deliverance is the chanting of the names of the Lord. But how will the Lord appear here? In this contemplation, Krishna Ravana Kore Koriya Hunkar Eimate Krishna Ra Korailo Avatar. Then he cried loudly so that the Lord, by his merciful call, could incarnate in this age of Kali and give benediction to all the people of this age. So this Lord Chaitanya's predictions in various Puranas have been mentioned. It's not that Lord Chaitanya is just some whimsical incarnation. So in Adi Puran as well as in Narad Puran, the Lord himself mentions that Ahameva Dija Sreshtha Nityam Prachanna Vigraha Bhagavad Bhakta Rupena Lokam Rakshami Sarvada. Aham Eva Dvija Sreshtha. So I'll incarnate as Dvija Sreshtha, best among the Brahmanas. Nityam Prachanna Vigraha. I'll conceal my identity. Bhagavad Bhakta Rupena. I will spread the glories of devotional service, the glories of a devotee, in the form of a devotee, Lokam Rakshami Sarvada. And in that way I will save the whole world. And then in Kurma Puran, it's mentioned that what is the time of his arrival? Kalina Daya Mananam Uddharaya Tanubhritam Janma Prathama Sandhyayam Bhavishyati Dvajalaye. So the Lord's prediction of time is also mentioned here, that in the first Sandhya, Prathama Sandhyayam, the Lord will appear in Dvajalaye, in the house of a Brahmana. Then this Lord Gauranga's color, the golden color of Lord Chaitanya, has been also predicted. So in the Narasimha Puran, it's mentioned that the same Lord who appeared to annihilate the demon Hiranyakashipu, the same Lord appeared in Treta Yuga to behead the ten-headed Ravana. The same Lord again appears in the age of Dwapar, where he saves the lives of the cowherd people, cowherd men. That same Lord, Gauranga Priya Kirtana Kali Yuge Chaitanya Nama Prabhu. That same Lord, Gauranga Priya, he will be having that color of Gauranga, gold color, molten gold color, and he will appear in this age and he will save the whole world by spreading the glories of Nam Sankirtan. There's a very beautiful pastime which happened in Imlital, in Vrindavan, which also is in connection with this color of Lord Chaitanya. So once during Rasa dance, Srimati Radharani disappeared from the arena, leaving Krishna in lot of pain of separation. And as the time was passing by, Lord Krishna's intensifying his separation feelings for Radharani. And gradually his form also got transformed. His blackish hue changed into golden form. So when Srimati Radharani appeared again in the scene, she saw Lord Krishna as in the golden form. That is when Krishna revealed to her that in the age of Kali I will appear in this golden form. In your mood, I will accept your mood and I will preach the glories of Harinam Sankirtan. So this is the connection of Lord Chaitanya's color as being golden. Then the time and place of Lord Chaitanya's prediction is also being given in Padma Puran. Kale Pratham Sandhyayam Gaurangato Mahitale Bhagirathi Tate Ramye Bhavishyami Sachisutaha. So in the Pratham Sandhya, in the very first Sandhya of age of Kali, I will appear in the Mahitale. Mahitale is earth, earthly planet. And in the golden complexion, Bhagirathi Tate. So it's on the bank of Bhagirathi, Ganga. Bhavishyami, in the future, as Sachi Sutaha, as the son of Mother Sachi. In Ananda Samhita, it's mentioned that Lord Gauranga is an incarnation of devotion. He is an incarnation of a devotee. He bears the name of a devotee. He is personally a devotee and he is the form of giver of devotional service. So in his incarnation of devotion, his incarnation of a devotee, bearing the name of a devotee, as a devotee, and is a giver of devotional service. So having seen these predictions, we'll try to see the purpose of descent of Lord Chaitanya in this world. Kaliyoge yuga dharma namera prachar, tathi lagi pitavanna chaitanya avatar. So yuga dharma for the age of Kali is Nam Sankirtan. And that prediction, that preaching of the holy name, Lord Chaitanya as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appears and he performs that prachar of the holy name. Well, when Krishna is thinking that this age of Kali is so dark, people are so much submerged in ignorance and thinking that there are many religious and irreligious activities also happening in the name of bhakti and which are all opposed to the path of devotional service. Seeing this kalmasha, this sinful life of people, the Lord Krishna very magnanimously, he appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we see in that bhajan, Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avatar. So he is the deliverer of all kind of Patita Jivas of this world. And there are immense of literatures which explain about the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in one simple bhajan, we can, this one single line explains the whole extent of Lord Chaitanya's glory. Gaurangera Dutipada Jaradhana Sampada Seijane Bhakati Rasasar Seijane Bhakati Rasasar. So whoever have understood the glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and whose property is Lord Chaitanya, so he has known all the bhakti rasa. Yeah, he has understood the essence of all the bhakti literatures. That is a munificent incarnation of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnaj Kaviraj Goswami continues to glorify Lord Chaitanya in the preceding verses in the third chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila. Saita Sumedha Arkubuddhi Sansar Sarva Yagya Hoite Krishna Nama Yagyasar. So all the yagyas which we perform, the essence of all yagya is Harinam Sankirtan. And that cannot be understood by any kubuddhi, one whose mind is adulterated by sinful activities. Someone is Sumedha, one who is intelligent can only understand this principle that the Nam Sankirtan is the essence of this age of Kali. And that is what we see from this verse, Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. Someone who is very intelligent, they only take up to this process of devotional service. And in our terms of preaching, whenever we go out and we speak to people, we try to give them Krishna, we also incur the same problem that the less intelligent people don't accept our process of Krishna consciousness. They are more into sense gratification. Now, in this verse, we see this word, beautiful word, Sango Pangastra Parshadam, Astra. So Lord Chaitanya appeared with the holy name, but he also had some weapons with him. And that weapon is compared and is being compared to as his beauty, transcendental beauty of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have this beautiful verse. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadatau sankirtanai kapitarau kamalayatakshau vishvambharo dvijavaro yugadharma palau vande jagat priyakarau karunavatarau. Ajanulambita bhujau. His hands are touching his knees. Kanakavadatau, his complexion is as good as molten gold. Sankirtanaika Pitaro, he is the initiator of the Sankirtan movement. Kamalaya Taksho, his eyes are like lotus. Vishwambharo, he is the maintainer of the universes. Dvijavaro, the best among the Brahmanas. Yugadharma Palo, he is the one who is going to continue with and initiate the Yugadharma, the religious principles of the age of Kali. Vande Jagat Priyo Karunavataro, he is the most merciful incarnation who is showering his causeless mercy on each and every one of us. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami also is mentioning in quite detail about this beauty of Lord Chaitanya. So, he says that Tapta Hema Sama Kanti, his complexion is as good as the molten gold. Prakanda Sharir, his body is expansive, it can expand. Nava Megha Jini Kanta Dhvani Sei Gambhir, his voice is so grave like the thundering of a freshly new bluish cloud. In other words, he says that one who measures 4 cubits in his hand, in height and breadth, is compared to be Mahapurush. His eyes are compared to red lotus. Tilaphula Jina Nasa, his nose is compared to sesame flower. And Sudhanshu Vadan, his face is as beautiful as moon. And his decorations, Chandanera Angada Bala, his bangles and anklets are made of chandan, sandalwood. And his whole body is sprayed with very fragrant sandalwood pulp. Nritya Kale Podi Korena Krishna Sankirtan. So when Lord Chaitanya starts dancing, he wears these ornaments and his beauty magnifies. So it says that the soles of his feet, the palms, they all are reddish in color. So Lord Chaitanya's beauty, it itself is more than enough to attract anyone, and one can surrender his life to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His flocks of hair, they are intertwined with pearls, and when he is dancing, his beauty is more magnified. So Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami mentions that Shri Anga Shri Mukha Jai Korena Darshan, whoever takes the beautiful darshan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tara Papakshaya Hoy, all his sinful whatever quota of sinful reactions is there pending, they all are dissipated. And Pai Premadhan, and is blessed by Premadhan. Even Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur also sings in Gaur Arati. Gaura Chandra Arati Ki Shobha Jaga Jana Mana Lobha. The world, people of all the world they're attracted by this beauty of Lord Chaitanya's dancing. But what is the mood of Lord Chaitanya? That also we have to understand. So, Anta Krishna Bahir Gauram. So Lord Krishna takes the mood of Srimati Radharani and he appears in the form of a devotee of Lord Krishna. So Anta Krishna Bahir Gauram. The complexion is although gold, but inside he is Krishna who is feeling separation. So, the next few verses, Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami describes also the qualities, beautiful qualities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shanta, he is peaceful. Danta, self-controlled. Krishna Bhakti Nishtha Parayan, he is fully devoted to transcendental loving service of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. Bhakta Vatsala, he is subservient to his devotees. He is very affectionate towards his devotees. Sushila, he is gentle. And Sarva Bhutasama, he is equally disposed to each and everyone. These are few of the mentioned qualities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I was planning that we'll discuss a little on this aspect of Lord Chaitanya, of being Bhakta Vatsala, how Lord Chaitanya is so much affectionate towards his devotees. So, we all know that Lord Chaitanya, when he took sannyas, so he was trying to go to Vrindavan. And at that time, his mother requested that if you can stay in Puri, I'll be able to get your news every time devotees come and go from Puri. So Lord Chaitanya moves to Jagannath Puri. And immediately after reaching Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya desires to go to South India and look for his elder brother. So Lord Chaitanya is presenting this proposal to all his devotees, and Nityanand Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Sarvam Bhattacharya, they all are pretending to be reluctant to send Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, Krishna Gauraj Goswami mentions this verse. Prabhu kahe ami nartak tumi sutradhar, tumi aiche na chavo taiche nartanama. So Lord Chaitanya is completely selling out himself to his devotees and expressing that I'm just like a nartak, and the sutra, the threads are there in your hands. Whichever way you want to make me dance, I will dance. So this is one of the subservient nature of the Lord which we see from this incident. So recently we all have been celebrating the month of Kartik, and there also we have deeply seen this aspect of Lord Chaitanya being Bhakta Vatsal, Damodar Leela, and being subservient to Mother Yashoda. So I thought of discussing a little from this angle also on how Lord Krishna becomes subservient to the love of his devotee. So let's try to absorb ourselves in this Damodar Leela with an approach of observing the emotions Yashoda Ma is going through in the whole pastime. So Mother Yashoda, that was the day of Diwali. She woke up and she was churning butter. She was absorbed in Krishna by singing the glories of Krishna. And suddenly Krishna appears there and he's hungry. So Mother Yashoda takes Krishna on his lap and she starts feeding him milk. And suddenly she recognizes that the milk is boiling over. So she utilizes her transcendental discrimination that the present service can be given up now to protect the future service. So she was absorbed. Her devotion for Krishna increased and she started feeding him milk. And then now she is utilizing her discrimination to protect the future service. So as she has gone to protect the milk which was boiling over, so Krishna does small mischief and he leaves that place. So when Mother Yashoda arrives there, she sees that there's a whole mess around, and she is reconciling what must have happened, that this whole mess has been created here. And then it clicks to her that this is my dearest son Krishna who must have done this out of transcendental anger. And so Mother Yashoda, with eagerness to discipline Krishna, with a small stick in her hand, she is running behind Krishna. And gradually she is striving hard to catch Krishna, but Krishna is sometimes ahead, sometimes he is in her hands, but she is not able to still catch him. So the struggle of Mother Yashoda trying to catch Krishna continues for hours together. And when Krishna sees that the mother is so exhausted, she is sweating all her gajra is just thrown here and there. Seeing that pitiable situation of Mother Yashoda, Lord Krishna finally surrenders to her. And when he surrenders, Mother Yashoda also is in a situation now to serve Krishna, to discipline him so that there is no more mischief done on that day of festival, so that she can be more involved into the celebrations arrangements. This was an acronym address which I thought of, that she was absorbed, then she was feeding Krishna with devotion, and then she utilizes her discrimination to protect the future service and gives up the present service. She reconciles what mess Krishna has created and she settles down, and then now she is having an eagerness to discipline Krishna. With that eagerness, she is running behind Krishna. She is striving and struggling hard, and finally when Krishna surrenders, Mother Yashoda also surrenders and she is now in a position to serve Krishna. So this is address, A-double-D-R-E-S-S. So this heart shape of devotee is very pleasing to Krishna. And we can see so many examples in Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamrita and other scriptures where a devotee's heart shape have pleased the Lord like anything. One of the beautiful pastime which comes into my mind is the Chandan Yatra. So during the summer month, May, June, we have been celebrating 21 days of Chandan Yatra festival here also. And what is Chandan Yatra? Chandan Yatra is a devotee's harsh struggle to give pleasure to Krishna. The devotees are struggling hard, they're grinding Chandan, and that Chandan is being smeared on the body of the Lord, and due to which the Lord is getting pleasure. His body is getting cool. So in this connection, I was just contemplating that many a times devotees also try to struggle hard to serve Krishna. And in our initial years of struggle, our tests are of less competency. But as we grow in our devotional service, the question paper is becoming more and more tougher. So, initially when I was also, everyone whoever comes in VTA and wants to start his services, they begin with grinding of Chandan. And many a times we make this mistake of grinding Chandan with this slippery surface on the stone. When the surface is already slippery, there is no chance for Chandan to come out. So, Sumedhasa, intelligent people, what they do? They try to tilt it, twist it a little. And those rough surfaces of that wood, they come in contact with the stone. And when we grind on that angle, then lot of Chandan easily appears on the stone. So if you compare this from the life of a sadhaka, every time a sadhaka is struggling hard in his Krishna consciousness, more and more tests come upon him. And every time he twists his comforts and try to accept whatever comes in his life as a benediction, then there is a lot of output, that is a lot of services, lot of contribution he can make to the society. This is one small revelation I had during last Chandan Yatra, that every time we have to twist, keep twisting our wooden sandalwood piece so that gradually more and more that rough corners can be erased and the whole surface can become slippery. And our output in this moment of Krishna consciousness can increase. And this is what we see from the life and teachings of Shripad Madhavendra Puri also. Shripad Madhavendra Puri was tested again and again. And finally, in a very beautiful verse. Krishnaraj Kaviraj Goswami is expressing the intent and intensity of Madan Puri's devotion. Praghada premerai swabhavachar nija dukkha vignadi nakore vichar. Praghada prema. Praghada premerai swabhavachar. This is the nature of the condensed love of a devotee, that nija dukkha vignadi nakore vichar. So whatever trials and tribulations come upon him, he never takes it as a burden, whereas he accepts it as a gift from the Supreme Lord. Even we see in the prayers of Mother Kunti, she is also praying that let vipada santu pade pade, let the vipada, trials and tribulations come in her life again and again, so that whenever trials and tribulations are there in her life, she was able to see Krishna face to face. And one small contemplation from a sadhaka's point of view, again the same acronym of address. So this contemplation is about the sacred journey of a nitya baddha jiva to a sadhana siddha jiva in the spiritual world. So suppose we all are trying to be practicing devotional service, and we all are seated in, suppose, a train called Bhakti Express. So we all are in the Bhakti Express and our train has started. And we reach to a station which is named Sharanagati. As Krishna says that the process of devotional service begins when one surrenders to Krishna. So the station is 18.66 of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. So when we surrender, then the process of devotional service begins. And that station is the station of surrender or sharanagati. So once we get down at the station of sharanagati, now we have to reach to some locality. Like we have Grant Road, Charney Road, Marine Lines. So we got down at Church Gate and now we want to go to Grant Road. So that locality where a sadhaka reaches to is called strive, struggle and serve. So he's striving hard, he's struggling hard, and he's trying to serve hard, so that the next step is he should develop some eagerness. So in that locality there is a main lane and nothing is being seen far, far distant. Everything is hazy. So that main lane on which a sadhaka is walking through is his eagerness to attain Krishna. So that is E, eagerness to attain Krishna. And while walking on that main lane of eagerness to find Krishna, he is seeing that there are many cross lanes. And every time he comes across one cross lane, he reconciles whether is this the one I have to choose or is that one I have to choose. The path of bhakti also will get so many adorations, so much of benefits. But a devotee has to reconcile at every step whether which lane I want to follow. And then he takes the perfect lane which he is trying to, the particular cross lane he enters. Now as he enters into that particular cross, his devotional ecstasies are gradually intensifying. Now he is no more on the path of anartha. He has developed some nishtha, some ruchi, and gradually is progressing in that section, that cross. And as per his aspiration for a particular form of the Lord, his inclination of his devotional ecstasies also keep changing. Like suppose someone has inclination towards Lord Vamande, Lord Trivikrama, Lord Narasimhadev. So he will have inclination to enter into that planet of the Lord. So in that cross lane, he finds so many cooperative housing societies, which are various different dham of the Lord. And at that time, when he is walking on that lane, he is looking into each and every gate and every nameplate. And he is trying to use his discrimination, transcendental discrimination power, that which cooperative housing society I have to enter now, which dham my affinity towards is. And then he enters into a particular, say, suppose Goloka Cooperative Housing Society. And that Goloka Cooperative Housing Society, he sees so many wings, so many buildings, so many apartments, A wing, B wing, C wing. And these wings can be compared to a particular pastime. Because by that time, that sadhaka has realized his constitutional position of what his identity is in the spiritual world. So by then, he is thinking that which pastime my inclination is. Whether I am in Talwan with my friends eating fruits, or I am sitting near Aghasur and enjoying curd rice, or I am whichever place you can think of. So those are all different buildings, A, B, C, D, Talwan, Bandirwan, so many. And his surcharged now with those intensities of ecstasy which he has developed all throughout his sadhana because of his pure heart now. And then he's looking for that particular place where that beautiful pastime is being happening. And that place is Antapur. Antapur is the core place in any temple or any campus where it is very special place. Very special pastimes takes place there. And suddenly he bumps into that place. And that is where his complete absorption towards that pastime is. So, and when he's bumping into that pastime, suddenly he sees that the whole thing is happening, which he was getting revelations in his heart. Now he's seeing that the whole pastime is happening before him. And gradually, he develops strong absorption in that whole pastime. And that is the epitome of all the ecstasies of devotional service. So our journey begins with surrender. We strive, struggle and serve. And then we develop eagerness to attain Krishna. And then that eagerness, we try to reconcile at every step whether we are going right on the path. And then our devotional ecstasies start revealing to us which dham. So we utilize our transcendental discrimination power to which place we are inclined to, where we want to be. And then we enter into that cooperative society, that particular dham. And then we look for that particular pastime in that particular dham. And finally, we are face to face with Krishna and Srimati Radharani, whichever pastimes are happening around. So this is a sacred journey of a Baddha Jeeva to a Sadhana Siddha state. And this whole revelation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it is possible in one lifetime if we chant Hare Krishna and never commit offenses towards devotees. So in a beautiful composition, Srila Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya also glorifies this path of devotional service given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga शिक्षार्थमेकः पुरुषः पुराणः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य शरीरधारी कृपाम्बुदेर्यस्तदुं प्रपद्ये. This knowledge about the detachment from these worldly affairs and attachment towards the Supreme Lord. Ekah Purusha, the only one person who has come to give this. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shariradhari, he accepted the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Kripambudhe yastum aham prapadye. He is compared to the ocean of transcendental mercy. So, if we seek shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we all also can get this drop of His mercy and we can also get all those revelations of devotional service. So once His Holiness Bhaktacharya Swami Maharaj was also here speaking on this verse and he was also connecting Tavakathamritam Tapta Jeevanam Kavir Bhiritam Kalma Shapaham. So at the end of that verse there is Bhurida Jana. So Bhaktacharya Maharaj was mentioning that this Kripambudher and Bhurida Jana, these two words which are revealed in the scriptures are very apparent for someone who is there in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because that Kripa Ambudhi which was given by Lord Chaitanya, it was distributed by no one other than Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada received that Ambudhi and he spread Bhurida Jana, one who is always disposed favorably towards all the people of the world. So Srila Prabhupada, without any discrimination, he spread these glories of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu across the whole globe. And now that within few days we are going to start Srila Prabhupada's December book marathon, so we all can offer a sincere prayer to Srila Prabhupada that we all also can receive a drop of that Kripa Ambudhi and we can also distribute this to the whole people of this country. So that were a few points which I thought that I could share on this particular verse. So please forgive me if I have not tried in any way to do justice to this verse. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagatam ki jai.